Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Snell Nation, where I dig through all the distractions, all the barriers, and the murkiness. I dig through the mud to find the stories, the concepts, and the people that truly matter. And today, I've got a very special guest, Joel Zenner, who is a business blogger, but he also has 20 years of experience in recruiting, business development. He wears a lot of hats. But I want him to just put one hat on for this particular show. So, Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am, Tom.
Fantastic. And how are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Great, great, great. So now you've got this, I don't know, how long have you been blogging and how long have you been posting and all that good stuff?
I've been blogging. I'm a neophyte, relatively. So I've been blogging for only about a month. I am a freelance writer, and my daughter encouraged me to start blogging because she really liked what I had to say about current events, about politics and things of that nature.
Yeah, that makes sense. I kind of got sucked into it along those same lines. There was a lot to talk about, a lot to say, and it's great to have that venue to put your thoughts and everything out there. So there was one of your posts in particular I wanted to just kind of focus on. There are a couple of good ones that I've read through. The Tale of Two Murdered Black Men was one that caught my attention, where you focused on the death of the retired police chief, David Dorn, compared to the death of George Floyd. But for the sake of today, I wanted to focus on the perfect storm that sunk Trump. So if you can give the audience just a brief overview before we dive right into our topics.
Yeah, well, basically, I went and drew some detail about the presidency of Donald J. Trump, some of the things that he's done for America. He's done so much for this country, Thomas, and the hounds of hell were released on this man to disparage him, malign him, actually out to destroy him from the get-go by the left, some on the right, and the media and the swamp and the establishment. But the truth of the matter is, if you go back through the last 4 years of this man's presidency, he's done probably more than any other president, at least in my lifetime, for the American people. He's done, and it wasn't just one segment of the American people. We're talking about minorities. We're talking about women. We're talking about people in poverty. Just so many things. I mean, I could list you a litany of things that he's done. And then all of a sudden we get hit with this COVID thing.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. Now, in regards to his presidency, you mentioned just some of the things that he got right, and I have a bit of a list here. I had a list of 123 things that cover his presidency, but I've got just a few highlights that I'm just going to throw out there. So we had the So we had the Consolidated Appropriations Act in February 2017, which provided some additional funding for HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities, in a tune of $250 million. So we had that. He had multiple executive orders that dealt with combating anti-Semitism, and that was at the fourth quarter of 2019. We had the Prison Reform Bill in 2018, which impacted that slow rollback of the Crime Bill from 1994, which our current president had a big hand in, was a champion of. And there's so many others. We, hit the lowest black unemployment in history at 3.9%, happened on his watch. Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which helped establish those opportunity zone programs in 2017, which brought a lot of capital, a lot of investment into low-income areas. And there's a couple of others, but those are just a few. The key things I think that he got right during his presidency.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you even take in consideration what he did overseas in the Middle East, in the brokering of those, those peace contracts that he made. I mean, he was nominated, I believe, Thomas, you correct me, but at least wasn't it 3 times for a Nobel Peace Prize for his work in the Middle East?
Yeah, there were a handful of people that nominated him, and it was, they titled it as normalizing relations with Israel. So there was Morocco, the UAE, Bahrain, and Sudan was the big focus, where they had their differences in the past. There wasn't a lot of intersection as far as commerce and just working together. And that was another big highlight. Actually, I have that on my list here as well. Yes, he did receive several nominations for the Peace Prize.
And then it was told to us that he was going to be a disaster in foreign affairs, that he had no idea what he was doing. He was a businessman, but he handled it better than most presidents, his predecessors.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And of course, our mainstream media and those and on the other side of the aisle, it definitely showed that they were just throwing out a lot of nonsense to just scare a lot of people. And, we had 2016, I tell a lot of people that, Trump wasn't supposed to happen in 2016. It was a shocker for a lot of people. And even for me, because full disclosure, I didn't vote for him in 2016. I voted Libertarian. But in the primaries, I told a lot of people, hey, don't fall asleep on this guy. Like, he's gaining a lot of traction and he's got a shot and, it's impossible. And look what happened.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny, if you recall, and this is just coming to mind, I hope it's not off topic, but remember when President Obama said he was going to have the most transparent presidency in history and it was anything but, and then you have Donald Trump that would walk out to Air Force One or Marine One and he would do, impromptu press conferences with the press corps. And he was always accessible. I mean, he really, it was one of the presidents who probably didn't even need a press secretary, so to speak. And he would take onslaughts. I mean, he wasn't filtering out reporters or questions. He didn't have any plants in the press corps. He just went live, and raw.
Oh, certainly. And, there was no like slow pitch section. It was nothing but fastballs coming at this guy. Just off the cuff questions, just out of nowhere. People just would ask questions that you would think like, hey, that's obscene. Like, why would you even say that? But he maintained his composure. Now I'll be the first to admit that, he was rough around the edges and, there was a little bit of an ego there. But looking at his actual works, what he actually did, looking at the executive orders, looking at the bills, looking at the statements he made and the commitments that he made, I think that kind of supersedes some of those negatives.
Yeah, I mean, you just look at something, and we could go on and on, and I don't want to take up, all your time on your show, but, I mean, let's just look at ISIS. Look what ISIS was doing before he became president, and then look what happened in just months after he came into office.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, it was just across the board, whether you look at the foreign policy, you look domestically, you look at the economy. I mean, there were a lot of booms, a lot of things that were going on, a lot of good things. And then, of course, 2020 and we had COVID and we had the social justice, racial justice mayhem, which impacted a lot of voter enthusiasm and things of that nature, which caused him some complications during the election, which. That's the next thing I was actually going to go into was just some of your thoughts on just the 2020 election.
Well, and like I wrote about this morning, I mean, that was really the perfect storm. And that is what sunk Trump. It sunk the Trump ship just because, it was something that he couldn't do anything about. I mean, and he did try. And he implemented things as soon as possible. I mean, the travel ban on China. We are learning now that what he said was the China virus indeed looks like it was the Wuhan lab and it was the China virus. but there's just things that were out of his control. And one of the biggest things was the election of 2020. There were people that, you know, states that were allowed to change their laws. Voting boxes were ubiquitous. You had time frame to vote that you never had before, all under the keeping everyone safe. So we want to make it easy. So they sent out, California sent out ballots to all of, you know, everybody that was on their voting logs. And, you know, it was just ripe for fraud. And indeed, that's what I really feel happened. There was a lot of fraud that happened. Not going to go into, well, you know, did he win, you know, what did he lose legitimately to Joe Biden or not? But there is a serious element of question there just because it was so ripe for fraud.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And you mentioned about the those last minute changes in voting rules, whether there were changes or challenges, and there were actually not 9 states. And, you know, I'll read them off really quick here. You had Florida, Ohio, Arizona, Tennessee, New York, California, Georgia, Mississippi, and Wisconsin. And just when I saw that, and we're talking fall last year, all these last minute changes happening in these particular states, some of them are key states. Before I even casted my vote in November, I could see like, okay, this is going to be a complete train wreck. I can just going off of just that, you know, it combined with all of the double standard on, you know, protesting and all that, you know, hey, we have to do mail-in ballots for everyone because it's just such a deadly virus. Oh, wait, you're protesting this cause that we support. Oh, no, it's perfectly safe. Go out and protest in the hundreds of thousands, you know. My goodness. But yeah, it's something that just something that I found kind of interesting, and I believe you're right. I believe that was the big thing that sunk the ship. And you know, I also feel that he was approaching the 2020 election, I guess, with the same mindset and some of the same tactics from 2015, 2016.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And we're not going to gloss over the fact, and we would be remiss. I think you would agree with me, Thomas, that, you know, temperament wise, this man was a bit, shall we say, could be crass, rash, mean tweets, things that he would say that honestly, as a Trump supporter, as a Republican, as a conservative Christian, I cringe many times, you know, reading these tweets and some of these things that he would say. So I'm not, you know, let's not, you know, say that this man was the second coming or anything like that. And that's not what I'm trying to say. And I don't think you're trying to say that either. But what we're needing to look at is the proof in the pudding. Was this man really for America? Was he putting America first? Was he putting the working man? Did he give voice to the forgotten man? Did he do things for the underprivileged? And I think you can just check all these categories off and saying, hey, you know what? I may not like his temperament. I may not agree with his tweets. I may not like the way he puts things, but darn it, he really did his best. He loved America and he did his best for our country. And I just don't see that now. As a matter of fact, I see the reverse. I see we're back to the swamp, back to politics as usual, back to the leadership the way it's been before. And it's just really kind of sad, Thomas, when you think about it, where our country is headed right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been a return to the status quo across the board, and it didn't take long. I mean, what is it now? It's June the 8th. You know, we're just a couple of months in to a Biden presidency. With his, of course, with his VP, you know, who's working hard to, I guess, stay hidden. But it was a quick shift. I mean, just a couple of policy changes, a few dozen executive orders, I think the most in history in just a short amount of time, and just chaos. I mean, 2020 was rough, but my goodness. But
I remember when he was getting hit for all those executive orders, and he said he's leading by fiat. And then they say nothing about more executive orders from Biden than any other president, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I love it. I mean, the media, just the way, I mean, pretty much Trump saved CNN. I mean, they were going absolutely nowhere. But then he gets elected and it was just nothing but Trump. I mean, they love him so much that, you know, he's living rent free in their heads now. They still bring him up whenever they can exactly. to garner some ratings.
Exactly. And you look at this thing, I don't know if you're reading just recently, and I'm sure you are because you're very observant, the things going on. But, you know, you had Vice President Kamala Harris going down to Guatemala, and the president tells her that the crisis is hers and Biden's fault and not Trump's. You know, I mean, that was quite the exchange there, if you read about it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love it when, you know, the truth occasionally comes out in some of these situations and someone is pretty blunt because so much of our media, it's a lot of, you know, just these choreographed interviews and softball, slow pitches and, you know, all that kind of stuff when it comes to the president and the VP, pretty much that whole administration. So I like it when someone pushes just a little bit, you know, so yeah, I find it all pretty interesting. I am concerned with there are a lot of people that are going on and on about, you know, Trump 2024. And that's the focus. Like, hey, you know, Trump. I supported his reelection, definitely. And that's something that I don't regret to this day. Me personally, I think it's a bad move. I think it's an opportunity for some, you call it new blood, fresh blood, young blood, or whatever. But I think that'd be a better approach.
Well, there are definitely some, you know, rising stars in the conservative Republican movement. I mean, you just look at the governor of Florida. Look at DeSantis. Look at Abbott in Texas. Look at Kristi Noem in South Dakota. These are all people that definitely carry the same torch that Trump carried and definitely, you know, could carry that on. And yes.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, it'd be a shame for this to be a missed opportunity, you know, because someone just the right person stepping in with the right background and, you know, and we've learned that they don't necessarily need to be a seasoned politician. But it certainly doesn't hurt. So I'm curious. I mean, we're in 2021, and I think once we get into, I'd say, fall 2022, we'll start to see a lot of names and a lot of things get thrown out there. But I went back through some of your work, you know, and I have to say, when you mentioned that you've only been at this for just, you know, a short amount of time. And, you know, I look at the way you craft them as articles and, you know, they flow well, they're easy to digest, and there are a lot of memorable statements that are made. So, you know, I definitely want to commend you on that because not everyone can write very well or articulately or present their positions in a way that's palatable to just about anyone.
Well, I appreciate that, Thomas. I really do, and it's a real honor to, you know, to be on your show today.
No, it's great having you. And now, do you have any, I guess, last statements or closing remarks, just for the audience? Be it just where they can find you, and you know, I'll post any links that you send me as far as how to get to your content in the description.
Sure, I really haven't published it out to any social media. Because I wanted to, if it grows, I want it to grow organically. I don't want to, you know, just promote it just for the sake of promoting something. But if you want to see my blogs, the site, the name is DJZenner, DJZENNER dot, dot GoDaddySites.com. So it's DJZenner dot. GoDaddy.sites.com.
Excellent. GoDaddy.sites.com. Okay. All right. I hope everybody was listening to that. And if you didn't catch it, I'll add it into the description later. But thanks for coming on. I just wanted to get your take on it. And just reading through some of your work, I'm like, I have a feeling that this guy has an interesting take on things. I think I want to know where he's at.
Well, thank you very much, Thomas. It's been a real honor.
All right. Thanks again. I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely.
And enjoy the rest of your day. And Snell Nation out.